time to believe each child is a genius. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It is time to believe that each child is a genius. When we have thoughts, and we have ideas, and we have dreams, and then we look at our children, look at any child, anywhere, and we say, what an interesting being. Now, if we have the ability to look at each child and say, you are a genius, and we look at them and we see the things that they're doing, if we could look into their mind, if we could look into their intelligent inner self, we would see magic going on so beautifully, so wonderfully, so powerfully, it would just knock our socks off. We have the opportunity to be and see all of the world as fantastic, as glorious, as wonderful, as outstanding, as remarkable. We have that opportunity. Now, do we want to take it? Do we want to take the opportunity to look inside of a child's mind? Look inside the brain of a child. Now, if we could look inside of the brain of the child and understand at their point of communication what they can say and think and do, we would be utterly amazed. Research is being done continuously on understanding the brain. Not as rapidly as we'd like, but as understanding the brain. They give tests and they give blind tests and they give examinations to tell where the child is and where you are and where I am in our thinking process. And can we ever really know the thinking process? Think of the thoughts that go through your mind in just a few moments. Think of the thoughts that go through your mind. You're thinking of your home, where you were brought up and raised, and you are there. Mentally, you are there. You are right where your home is, right where you were as you were in your home. Then you think of yourself in school. You think of yourself at some level of education, and you think of some teacher, or you think of some educational institution that was very instrumental in causing you to think deeply and sincerely about all the subjects of life, and you're there. Now, you say, well, a child doesn't have those ideas of where it was in those many places because it has not yet been there. No, a child does not. But a child does have a very wonderful open link to the divine within itself. A child has nowhere to go in a past because it hasn't got a past as far as we are understanding it, but it does have the ability to go into its divine inner self. It listens to the divine in itself more often than we are really aware. We say, you know better than that, and the child does know better than that. But the child doesn't always know what the rules of society are, what the rules of humanity are, what the rules of a family is. And because of that, the child is not sure exactly which way to turn. So they listen to themselves and they think, okay, what would be fun for me to do today? And then they go and do it. Now, they may have gone down a dozen, 100 different pathways in the short few moments of their getting up and having breakfast. And they may have entertained many beautiful ideas, and they have, because they are not yet bottled up thinking they're not a genius. They think that every thought that comes to them is a worthwhile thought. Every idea that comes to their mind is a worthwhile idea. Everything that they think about is a worthwhile thing to think about. And as they acclimate themselves to society and to humanity, to the role they are expected to play, they blend that with their inner awareness. Now, always they have that inner genius, always they have that inner awareness. And sometimes the inner awareness knows things that they would like to know, and quite instantly, and yet their family or their parents do not know that instantly yet. Their family and parents have so long ago turned off their inner genius and listened only to the rules of the road, the rules of society, how they are supposed to act. And because they're only listening to how they're supposed to act, they are not enjoying the genius of themselves as a genius to listen within to the genius as a child does. A child so simply and so beautifully listens within. When we take the time to be with a child and see what's going on in their thinking system, we are truly amazed, because the child is listening, the child is caring, the child is understanding, the child is seeing, the child is knowing. Now, left to its own desserts, so to speak, left to its own choices, a child is going to do what society thinks is correct more often than not. But because society forces its issues upon the child, not saying, "All right, now, what do you think we should do here? How do you think we should handle this situation? What's your opinion of what is going on right now?" And the child is 2 years old or 3 years old, and you think to yourself, "Why am I speaking like an adult to a child? I really don't even speak to an adult that way. I don't even speak to myself that way." And say, "All right, now, why am I acting this way? Why am I thinking this way? Why is that going on in my heart, in my mind, in my world? Why am I doing that?" Well, as we learn to communicate with ourselves, and as we learn to communicate with a child as a child, we communicate from the point of view that the child already knows. And if this were truly in our heart and our awareness that the child already knows, then we would ask questions quite differently. When a child does something that's inharmonious with the family, instead of being angry about it and upset about it, we say, "All right, now, why did you do that? What is the reason for doing that? Why do you think that's the right thing to do? Do you think that's the thing that we should do now?" And the child will thoughtfully give you an answer, because you're not challenging the child. You're not getting after the child to tell them they're stupid or that they don't know what they're doing. You're presuming the child does know what they're doing. And because you're presuming the child does know what they're doing, the child then presumes it does know what it's doing and takes responsibility in its thinking system for what it's doing and says, "Well, I did that because Jeannie was making me unhappy and I wanted to make her unhappy." "Oh, is that why? I see, I understand." And then you go on to something else. He knows what is going on. He knows he's making Jeannie unhappy because she made him unhappy. Now he knows it. Now let it rest. Let it rest, because if you immediately jump into the emotions of that subject, you will have it be an emotional subject rather than a genius subject from within. Now later in the day or the next day, you have Jeannie come in and she's being her normal self of wanting to put everybody on guard. And so you have your son say, "Hey, Jeannie, why are you doing that? Why are you having so much fun making people unhappy? How come you're doing that?" And with a smile on his face, with joy in his heart, and really a curiosity, "Why in the heck are you doing that?" And Jeannie then no longer is emotional about it. She's gotten over it. She now looks at it and she says, well, because I wanted to show you that I can do things too. Because I wanted to show you that I have thoughts too and I have ideas too. And when you guys come up with those ideas, they are not the ideas that I want to express. Well, Jeannie, you're something else again. What idea did you want to express? Well, I wanted to show you that if I vacuum the floor, though I might not do like Mommy does, I vacuum the floor and I do my best. Well, Jeannie, I know that. Jeannie, I watch you and I see how you do everything to the best of your ability. And I'm happy to say, Jeannie, you're my sister. You're fantastic. And you see, then Jeannie no longer needs to show off. Jeannie no longer needs to impress other people with the fact that she's doing her best. She just does her best. The genius in her allows her not to be controlled by emotion, but to be controlled by her desire to do nice things for the family. Should we have the ability ever, or the choice, to think about children and look within their heart and soul and being and really touch home base with them, we would find they are a genius on all scores. And because they're a genius on all scores, they are wonderful. They are joyous. They are fantastic. They are brilliant. They are beautiful. But of course, you too are a genius. You too are brilliant. When the subject is put to you in the right way, your genius comes up with a perfect answer, with an answer lovingly given to a question lovingly given. And you will not allow your buttons ever to be pushed, because if you allow people to push your buttons, that means you are living on an emotional edge, and you're not living on the genius edge. And the child will always live on the genius edge when we give the child a balanced opportunity to look at its life, its world, and all that is around it, and all that is within it. You and I have this opportunity today to be living on this fantastic world, to be living in this fantastic experience of peace and joy, to be knowing who and what we are, and to remember, it's time to believe each child is a genius, and it's time to believe that you and I are a genius too. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me. For that's what life is all about. When we like ourselves, our genius shines out brilliantly all the time. Have a wonderful day. And live as a genius would live, fully aware and competent all the time.